Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh my God, do you remember how controversial this video was? The Jesus is black. You remember when this video came out and people were freaking out? Because Jesus was black. Oh.
I'm down on my
knees. Speaking of music, by the way, those of you that run in the heavy metal crowd, like I do, Dave Mustaine, the original guitarist of Metallica, and now, and since the 80s, the leader of Megadeth, announcing today he's been diagnosed with throat cancer. May God bless him. Story here from the Wichita Eagle. In a major decision that figures to change the landscape of personal injury litigation in the state of Kansas, the state Supreme Court has ruled that caps on certain damages that juries can award are unconstitutional.
Good.
In other words, write the checks. The court ruled that limits imposed by the Kansas legislature on non-economic damages, reading that as what juries can award for pain, suffering, mental anguish, loss of enjoyment of life following an injury, violate a person's right to a jury trial under the Kansas Constitution. The High Court issuing the ruling in a Sedgwick County case that was filed by a woman who was hurt in a car accident. She was rear-ended by a semi-truck. Diana Hilburn sued a company, alleging the crash was a result of the truck driver's negligence and the company was liable. At trial, she was awarded $335,000 in damages, $33,000 for medical expenses, $301,000 and some change for non-economic damages like pain, suffering, emotional anguish, and loss of enjoyment.
Yep.
That went to the Kansas Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court ruled that you cannot cap what a jury can award as far as damages for pain and suffering or loss of enjoyment of life. I know what you always say. Start adding zeros. The only time I want you on my jury is if I've been injured in a car accident.
I think they should be able to put some silly cap on this because of a lobby, and there are a lot of lobbies out there lobbying against it. I think every case is different. Now, if you stub your toe and you can't work for a week and you want $1 million for pain and suffering and trauma, I think that that's ridiculous, and most jurors would agree. But I always go back to my example of the woman I met who had the wrong breast removed. She had breast cancer. They flipped around the x-ray, so what looked like her left was her right. They came out, said, look, you got breast cancer in the right one, we're going to remove it. Fine. Mm-hmm. That whole time the cancer was growing in the left. They did not catch it for more than a year, and she could not find an attorney to take the case. They said it's too expensive to hire an expert to fight it, to do everything we've got to do to bring this case. And when it's all said and done, what was the cap? $250,000?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, let's say the trial takes a year. She could not find an attorney to even take the case, Scott. And it's cases like that where something so wrong, so bad happens, where not only did she lose the wrong breast, the cancer was then allowed to grow for an entire year in the one where it existed all along. You can't tell me that we're going to cap that because her case is not a stubbed toe.
I understand. And in a case like that, I think $250,000 is too small of an amount. And if you are, let's say you're paralyzed from the neck down, you've been hit by a semi-truck. Okay, let's use the example that went to the Supreme Court.
Okay.
You're hit by the driver of a semi-truck who'd been drinking or smoking weed or whatever.
Right.
Okay. $250,000 is peanuts. It doesn't even take care of you for the rest of your life. And now that you're paralyzed from the neck down, you probably won't be able to work. Okay.
Correct.
So if you're thinking, I'm going to argue that there needs to be a cap and that cap needs to be $250,000, you're wrong. What I do think needs to be done is that decisions of monetary value, for example, somebody brings a case to court, they've lost enjoyment of life. Define that, I don't know
sure.
how you do that, but they've lost enjoyment of life or they're paralyzed from the neck down. I'm fine with a judge deciding a monetary figure for what you have lost. I am not okay with a jury doing it because a jury is emotional.
Ooh.
And like you always say, you are my prime example. Start adding zeros, man. And I, it's really easy to spend other people's money. And a jury can be very emotional. No. I hate the jury system. I've advocated for years.
It's the best system
that
we have.
Well, it's being the best. Scott from the text line, you are an idiot. Okay. Then call in and explain why I'm an idiot. I'm not above being chastised. I don't mind.
We've talked about this before. The system would resort to one of bribery if we got rid of the jury system, period. There would be bribes bouncing back and forth all day long for whoever it is deciding that case. I like the system we have. I just think each case has to be decided on its own merit.
Well, a jury cannot be the one dictating the monetary value of somebody's
that's
pain.
That's what's about to happen.
Well, and that scares the hell out of me. Because I made no secret in the past, I don't like the jury system. It is horrible. Now, either we go to professional jurors, which I'm not a huge fan of, or we go to three judge panels, which I am a fan of. 576-7798. Al in Belton. Hello, Al.
Hi, Al.
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay. I was just telling that I had a botched hernia operation 2 years ago. And a lot of times the mesh isn't the problem. It's the doctor, because he hooked the mesh where there wasn't anything to hook it to, is what the surgeon said the next day, because 14 and a half feet of intestine and the mesh was in my scrotum. They had to take it out. 10 inches of my intestine was already dead in one day.
Oh.
And anyway, I talked to 20-some attorneys, and nobody would take it. They said it's too costly. Anyway, I got one attorney that said that he would take it and that I had to pay $1,000 to send the information to, they call him the expert. He's a doctor.
No names, no names.
Yes, but you have to hire an expert. Al, you do, and that costs money.
Anyway, he's in Chicago. I don't know the name of the guy, really. Anyway, so the 27th of this month, my attorney meets with his malpractice attorney plus the judge. So we'll see what goes on from there. But anyway, there are people that will it's hard to find, because they want you to be totally screwed up and, you know, in order to have a slam dunk case, these big attorneys, you know. Anyway, that's my story.
Names.
I just thought I'd tell you that there's places that will do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's hard to find. It's hard to find.
Well, hey, good luck to you.
Listen, let me just be very clear, because we cannot prove nor disprove anything anybody says, and Al, this isn't on you. It just brought it to my mind. When we take your call, no names.
Yeah.
Of any company or any person that may or may not have been involved in whatever you're doing. Okay? You can just say the attorney or, you know, the person who hit me. No names, because we cannot prove nor disprove it, and I am not going to court for you.
I'll be your juror.
No. Bill in Kansas City. Hello, Bill.
Scott, you've gone completely off the deep end here.
Okay.
You can't have a single judge deciding damages in a personal injury lawsuit for damages. And And here's why the jury system works. You've got 12 impartial people who don't know anything about your case before they come in.
Mm-hmm.
You select them from a group, as you know. You've been to jury selection before.
I have not. I've never been.
Oh, you haven't? Okay.
No.
I thought you've talked
about it before. I've been in trials where they did jury selection, yeah.
Sure. So you get a large panel to pick from. Both sides get to pick who they think is going to be the 12 most fair. And then the 12 people decide those damages. In Kansas, you got to have 10 out of 12 people agree with the decision. Then you have the opportunity for the judge to reduce the damages if they believe that a jury has gone crazy and has gone overboard on the amounts that they have selected.
Yeah.
Then you get to your three-judge panel that you're talking about in the appellate court, who also can review it and determine whether or not that amount is fair and reasonable. So you have tons of checks and balances in place, and the Seventh Amendment guarantees your right to a trial by jury. And being the Republican that I know you are, I can't believe that you'd be okay with somebody besides a jury of your peers deciding that situation. So I think you've gone off the deep end.
Oh, okay. Well, just because I happen to be a registered Republican doesn't mean I believe in everything.
Real quick.
Yes.
Because you are an attorney, what do you think about the ruling, you know, and have you seen something excessive in certain cases? And then maybe something like in the woman who had the wrong breast removed, that story that I tell, where somebody deserved more and couldn't even get someone to represent her.
I absolutely, well, of course, you hear the stories about the large amounts, but anytime we're selecting juries, we remind the people, even in the McDonald's case that everyone wants to talk about, that was reduced by the trial judge and then reduced even further by the Court of Appeals. She didn't even get anywhere near what she was originally
ordered
by the jury.
And Bill, she was horrifically injured.
The facts in that case, if you go watch the movie Hot Coffee, it's a documentary, incredibly well done, that'll tell you the whole story of the propaganda that has been developed because of that single verdict. But the next thing, to answer your question about have you seen situations, I can say we turn down cases all the time because of the caps, and specifically because of the caps, that we have a person who has no economic loss whatsoever. An older person, for example, is an example I always use, who has no economic loss as far as lost income or anything else, but horribly injured. And in Kansas, for example, for years and years and years, it was $250,000. And we would have to tell them, I'm sorry, we cannot help you, even though we think egregious malpractice was committed here, because we simply cannot take on a case where the maximum recovery is $250,000. The biggest problem that people would always raise is, well, it's going to get rid of frivolous cases. And that is, like, nonsensical to even think about, because that is not what a cap is for. A cap is to cap damages. It doesn't have anything to do with what they call frivolous cases.
Right.
So no, I think what it does.
Hey, I only have to stop you just because we're up against the break. But I would say the cap is to protect people from the emotional jury awarding people other people's money. And I would remind you, and I know you know this, Bill, because you're a lawyer, the Seventh Amendment of the Constitution also says in suits of common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20. Well, I don't think $20 means $20 anymore. However, I digress.
You do.
576-7798. All right, the Kansas Supreme Court has ruled that the cap on jury awards in civil cases is unconstitutional. The cap is currently, or was, $250,000. Let's go to Rod in Leawood. Hello, Rod.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, good.
Doing well, thanks.
Short-time caller, second time gotten on the line.
Good.
So just a little statistics for you. One out of three people in Missouri either at state minimums or have no insurance.
Okay.
And so with this award, I would think, and it probably makes sense, that insurance companies are going to pass on those costs to you and I, the consumer, because I've never seen an insurance company go broke.
That is true.
So, just something to talk about amongst yourselves. Go ahead, converse.
Okay. Have a good day. Thank you, Rod.
Well, but that's true of all things with insurance, that cost is passed on to all of us.
But I remember, and I don't remember the exact amount, the talcum story from several years ago. And I think the jury award was like $300 million or something ridiculous.
Well, don't tell me to put something down there that's, you know.
Well, I understand the argument, but 300, and correct me on the actual award, it's a ridiculous sum of money. Now, you would ask, well, what is a life worth? Well, if that's going to be the question we're going to use when a jury decides how much people can get, let's just start writing out billion-dollar checks. Because the life of the people that I care about is worth more than $300 million.
Correct.
So what do? You drive every company into bankruptcy
Which
when they've been sued?
Which is why this has to be decided on a case-by-case basis. It just does.
Okay. Ross in Cameron, Missouri. Hello, Ross.
Yeah, I just want to make the case that our jury system is the best system. The problem we have is we have a very uneducated population when it comes to economics, the Constitution. CNN did a poll not long ago, and only like 1 out of 4 Americans could even name all 3 branches of the federal government. And every critical thinking person that I've ever known, the people you'd want on the jury, they're all trying to get out of the jury. See, the people showing up for the jury, that's the problem. They just have no clue what's going on.
Yeah, to your point, Ross, and it's an interesting one. You know, we had the Nikki on earlier today who was disputing whether or not we ever landed on the moon. And I'm not trying to get back into that conversation, but a lot of people wrote in on the text line, keep in mind that crazy lunatic has the right to vote. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what else Nikki has the right to do? Serve on a jury. And if you think she's so crazy that she shouldn't have the right to vote, or you're worried that she has the right to vote, you better damn well be worried if she's sitting in judgment on you. Let's get to the newsroom. 576-7798. Here is Rebecca Crockett. The great Chris Stapleton. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. You're right, Texter, and we have a line open if you want to grab it at 576-7798. And the Texter writes in, Constitution, jury of peers, Scott. You're right. And the forefathers...
We still have rules under that system, though.
The forefathers were brilliant beyond their years. However, sometimes the Constitution needs to be changed. What? Yes, the Constitution that said a black person was worth 3/5 of a person. Constitution that didn't allow women the right to vote. Sometimes the Constitution ages out. And I have argued for years, I'm not going to change my opinion on this, that we have gone past the point where a jury of your peers is worthy. To me. Because if you can't get out of jury duty, the old saying goes, you're not trying. You're just not trying. I've been called to jury duty 1,000 times. I've never even had to show up at the courthouse.
They won't pick me either. I've tried.
I just call them and say, I'm in the news media. They're like, oh, never mind. Disregard the memo. Forget about it. We don't need you. I just know. And it's not that I don't want to serve, although I don't.
I do.
I know you do. There is no way a member of the news media is ever going to end up on a jury. And so I would go there and they'd say, what's your profession? I would say, I'm a radio talk show host. And they would go, you're out. Strike. And I would never be on the jury. So I just save them time. I save me time. I just call ahead and I say, I got a jury summons. I'm in the news media. Immediately they say, don't even bother coming down.
I'd be a great juror.
You would be a horrible juror.
I would not.
Here is our defendant. White man. Guilty! ma'am, we haven't presented even one word of evidence yet. Guilty! White man! We need to figure out the damages. Start adding zeros. Write the check. Am I wrong?
You are wrong. I would look at each case on its own merit.
You are lying.
If they would pick me, which they will not.
Have you ever gone down for jury selection?
Yes.
And what happens?
They kicked me right out. Because you know what they say? Does anyone here know anyone else for any reason?
Yeah, I know all the lawyers.
And the prosecutor.
And the prosecutor very well.
And the bailiff.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't me. People said, well, I know who she is. I said, shut up!
Why do you want to be on a jury so badly?
Because I just find it fascinating. I've testified before. They won't pick me to be a juror.
Who'd you testify for?
It was a capital murder case.
That's right.
Oh, yes,
I did.
What
was that all about?
He killed, with his accomplice, 5 people in KCK, and I had to go testify.
Is this Singleton, or what was his name?
It's been so many years, Scott. I
he killed 5 people?
5 in one day.
Damn.
And then he called to talk about it, and I was the sorry
He called schlep. You at the TV station.
Yep, I took the call, and those calls are recorded, and there we go. Raise your right hand.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you nervous?
Yeah, actually.
Why?
Because first of all, he's staring at you, and I'm like, hope you don't get out.
I don't think that's a concern.
Well.
Do you remember his name?
No, but if you said it, I would know it immediately.
KCK 5, when was this, give or take?
10 years ago, probably.
Really?
Yep. One of the victims was a...
is this the dude that was smoking the cigarettes
one of the victims
with embalming fluid?
A pregnant woman at a baby shower. Remember, Scott? Chased her into the closet. Horrible case. And I happened to be on the phone. I happened to be the one there when he called. And you know what he said? It did not happen the way they're saying it happened. It was one of those where he wants to get his side of the story out. Every defense attorney's nightmare, because he wanted to talk about it. And then I got called to that little box.
Wasn't Brandon Howell?
No.
No.
No. But when you sit in, at least in this courtroom, when I was sitting there, and this would be Wyandotte County, the box is super little, and you are right by the jury. Scott, I was closer than you and I right here. Just right here.
Wow. Let's go to Johnny in Kansas City. Hello, Johnny.
Hi, Scott. Dana. This is Johnny. I've called in a couple of times before, but I've got a story for you.
Yeah.
Years ago, my wife and I lived next door to an elderly woman. She got gangrene in her leg, and she went to the hospital. They had to end up amputating the leg.
Oh.
At that time, they amputated the wrong leg. So she had, after they realized what they had done, they had to go back in and cut off the other leg. When she got out of the hospital, this poor woman sued the doctor. She sued the hospital. She sued everybody she could sue. She did not get one dime. And do you know why the reason the judge said was?
Why, Johnny?
Because she did not have a leg to stand on.
Johnny, that is not funny! Really?
I'm not laughing.
There is nothing funny about gangrene or double amputations, Johnny.
Sappington.
There were 2 of them.
Dennis Skillicorn?
No, was not Skillicorn.
Okay. Yeah, Sappington was the guy. He was the guy years and years ago. This was over a dozen years ago. Remember, he got all hopped up smoking cigarettes that he would soak in embalming fluid.
Gross.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And then I think he killed like 3 people in KCK or something weird. Like just went on his mind just, you know, I guess if you inhale embalming fluid through a cigarette,
right?
That's not healthy for your brain. I can't believe you don't remember the name of the guy you testified against. You of all people.
Oh my God. There was a lot of crime back in the early 2000s. A lot.
Well, I know that, but.
It'll come to me. It really will.
Thank you. Finally, somebody writes in, Scott is right. Wake up, America. Okay, thank you. Okay. God bless Johnny, writes somebody just now.
I thought he was going to say, and then they took the other leg, you know.
Well, she didn't have a leg to stand on.
I'm aware.
Come on, that was funny.
It was kind of funny. You know, I saw today someone released a list of the worst dad jokes, and I thought maybe we'll do that in honor of Father's Day a couple days later tomorrow for Terrible Joke Tuesday.
No, fire some at me right now.
No, I'm going to wait. I just took a snap. A screenshot of it because I thought we should do that on Tuesday.
Okay, I am scrambling to find out who you testified against, and all I keep getting is Brandon Howell. You remember him?
No, it was not Brandon Howell.
Yeah, the guy that killed the five people, or allegedly killed the five people down in South Kansas City.
Nope.
That's the only one that keeps popping up.
This would have been
2009.
I don't know.
I'm disappointed in you.
I'm sorry.
How long were you on the stand?
Probably 15 minutes. And what they said was, you know, because...
Who called you, the defense or the prosecutor?
The prosecution called because he made some statements that were incriminating during the phone call. And
did he admit it?
In a roundabout way, he wanted to clarify some of the details that were being reported. That's why I said defense attorney's nightmare. And...
Yeah.
In my naivete, we called the prosecutor's office for a comment. I go, you will not believe who just called me. And there's this pause on the other end of the line.
Was it Paul Morrison
and
still?
They go, we know. And I had just gotten off the phone with them. Like, well, how do they know? And someone goes, because they record all of those
phone
calls.
They were monitoring
calls,
it down at the jail.
Dumb. I was like,
was it Johnson? Oh, it was Casey
no,
K.
It was Wyandotte.
Yeah.
It was Wyandotte. Oh, yeah. And one of them asked me, I'm trying to remember, and you were at work that day? Yes. And this was you on the phone with the defendant? Yes. And I'll never forget, the attorney goes, objection! This was who she thought was who identified himself as this person. She doesn't know it was him. Sustained.
Rucker?
No.
Okay. Nope.
I wanted to go, fat!
Did you do a story on it?
Oh, yeah.
How did you know it was him, though?
Well, when the call came in, it did say you
from the Wyandotte County Jail. You're being
connected
from the Wyandotte County Jail.
Yeah, it does tell you that. And it told him, too, this will be recorded. And, you know, he just let loose. He probably talked 20 minutes.
Just to clarify what was being reported about him.
Yeah.
He didn't say, I didn't do it?
No.
What an idiot.
I know. Look, most of them are not that smart.
Is he in prison for the rest of his life?
Yes.
Why is he not on death row?
Because Kansas does a great job of putting people on death row and not killing them.
Is he on death row?
I believe they got the death penalty. I don't remember, Scott. It must have been 12 years ago. I will look it up.
All right, I'm going to look up Kansas death row inmates.
Thank you, Daryl Stalling. No, it wasn't Daryl Stalling. It was Eric Harris. Thank you.
Eric Harris.
It was Eric Harris. Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Eric Harris. That name rings a bell.
You have to remember this, Scott, because one of the victims was at a baby shower, and the balloons were still outside, you know, little pink and blue balloons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was the one.
576-7798. Jason Kent, staying around. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. At KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.